back to Cardinal Catch. This is Luke Wilhelm. We're going to catch you up on some of the scores from the past week. The men's soccer had their home openers on the weekend of the 7th. They tied Treasure Valley 1-1 on Friday and defeated Blue Mountain Community College 2-0 on Saturday. Women's soccer also had their home openers, hosting the same two teams. They defeated Treasure Valley 4-1 and blew out Blue Mountain Community College 10-1. Wednesday, they traveled to Yakima to take on Yakima Valley Community College and were defeated 3-1. Volleyball had its home opener at Christensen Gymnasium on Tuesday, where they defeated Walla Walla in four sets, clinching it with a 25-23 victory in the fourth set. The NIC volleyball team traveled to Longview, Washington to take part in the Lower Columbia College tournament on Saturday. They opened up against Pierce College, which they lost in pool play. They faced off against Big Bend in the quarterfinals, which they won in five sets, en route to facing off against Lower Columbia in the semifinals, which they won in four sets. In the championship game, they took on Lakewood, and they swept them in three sets to win the championship. Women's soccer blew out Wenatchee Valley 7-0 on Saturday. Ellery Ferris had two goals, both in the second half, to lift the women cards to the big win. The team will travel to Walla Walla on Wednesday. Men's soccer also hosted Wenatchee Valley, but were shut out 3-0, bringing their conference play record to 1-1-1. They will also travel to Walla Walla and play them on Saturday. All right, today I'm with Ellery Ferris, a sophomore from Ellensburg, Washington, and Ashley Camacho, a sophomore from Las Vegas. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So, from Vegas and Washington, how have you guys ended up at NIC? What brought you here?
For me, it was our coach Dan and Kelsey went out to Las Vegas for a tournament that we had, and I just got recruited and scouted out there, and we just got in contact, and this is one of the nicest schools with a nice lake, so I'm out here.
Yeah, Dan recruited me when they played Yakima, and he showed me a picture of an aerial view of the lake and campus on the back of his business card, and that kind of hooked me. Can't really beat this location, so.
Sweet. You guys were a playoff team last year. You kind of bowed out a little bit earlier. How would you say that this offseason, looking back at that, has kind of changed maybe your preparation or something like that going into this year?
Yeah, I think we know we're capable of accomplishing a lot more than we did last year. And knowing that we can make it that far, and then with the group we have this year, I think we know we can make it even farther. So we just need to stay focused and not, you know, get lazy about it no matter who we play.
Yeah, and I think we have a lot of talent this year, and then we're working for each other, so we should make it farther. And yeah, I know the sophomores are hungry for a title, so.
Definitely.
Well, you guys have started off the conference play really well. You've won 3 of 4, scoring the second most goals in the NWAC in the last four games. Would you say that maybe it's been an offensive focus of yours, or would you say maybe it's been the quality of teams you've played? What would you say it's the combination of?
Yeah, I would definitely say a combination. I think that loss we had in the middle of our games definitely fired us up. The first couple teams probably weren't our toughest competition, and then I think for that last one we played after our first loss, we were really fired up to come back and, you know, not have that type of game repeat. So
yeah, because we definitely, it was a game that it wasn't our best, so we were definitely coming back with the mentality that we had to win, because yeah, it was one of our,
yeah, to not take advantage just, of yeah, that opportunity. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So then that gets a lot of momentum going. You can build upon those games, but now you're going to be playing, obviously, the top competition. Mm-hmm. So how do you turn that into momentum, real momentum, take away from those games, and have the right mindset heading down the stretch?
I feel that because we're playing the top people from our conference, that we know that we have to perform. We know that we don't like losing. That was mm-hmm. a bad feeling. And then traveling, we just have to adapt to that, because I feel like that was one of the biggest things that hurt us when we played Yakima.
Yeah, definitely a challenge to drive for that long and then get off the bus and
stay
play.
Stay mentally focused.
And stay focused, but yeah, yeah. Every game matters, so even though it's early in the season, we definitely have to come out strong for this one.
All right. Make or break time.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you guys for coming on, and we'll make sure that hopefully some NIC students get out there and support the team coming down the stretch, big games. And good luck to you guys, and hopefully we make the playoffs.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you
for having
us.
Thanks.
All right, I'm here with sophomore Josh Greer from Billings, Montana, and freshman Connor Wold from Central Valley High School. How you guys doing today?
Good.
All right, so starting off, what would you guys say brought you to NIC in the Coeur d'Alene area?
Well, I was actually doing a camp in Seattle when my coach came up to me and said, hey, you should come to NIC. So I checked it out on the website, and I saw it was by the lake, and I knew a few people who went here, too. So they said, you should go down here. It's a good time, and I did, and I like it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just from Spokane right over here, so I knew about NIC, obviously, and I knew a lot of people that came here, and I've heard just a lot of positive things. And then I had a couple of my friends that I played soccer with over in Spokane that were committed to playing soccer here, and then I went to a game last year and met Ken, our coach, and then didn't take long for me to decide to come here.
All right, sweet. Moving on, so you see the winter sports, they got like 3 months to get ready and stuff. You guys are starting games right away, right when school starts, having to come in like a month early for training camp. How much more difficult is that as opposed to maybe playing a winter sport or something?
Well, we have less time to prepare, but honestly, since we don't have school during that time, we can have two-a-days, and it's actually like a lot more relaxed. You don't have to worry about homework. It's just about recovery and how like you're going to play the next day. And then once we play during school, that's when it starts getting stressful for those 2 months. So not too bad.
Okay. So then right now you guys are kind of in a lull, I'd say, scoring-wise as a team. How do you guys create more opportunities? And do you guys see any things that you're really focusing on practice that you need to fix? Anything on like that?
Honestly, right now, it's just a matter of getting more comfortable with each other on the field and learning about each other more, and guess what we need. I think every week we've been doing better and just playing together, and I think once we start playing together more as a team, the goals will come the better we play.
Okay. Does that have anything to do with, like, you guys are 17th ranked in shot percentage? Has coach focused on that at all? Or
I haven't heard that.
No? Okay. I was just checking it out.
Yeah,
but
no.
Yeah, so, all right, sounds good. And then, so Josh, you're a sophomore this year.
Yeah.
How would you say that mindset differentiates from your freshman season coming in, and now this is pretty much your last season? Goes from first to last.
Well, last year was pretty frantic. Like, the whole college environment was just crazy, just getting used to everything. And now here I have like a place, I already know people who go here, so it's like I just have more, like, I can focus on soccer a lot more and leading the team, whereas last year I just had people to look up to show me how to do it. So just trying to be a good example for those guys.
Then what would you say that, like, how do the sophomores help you guys get enveloped and comfortable with the team so quickly?
I mean, they've done a good job of just making us feel welcome and just knowing that, like, if we have questions or anything that we're, like, confused about, they'll help us. Or even, like, books that they've had, like, the past year, they've lended some down to freshmen that don't have the money to buy one, or they just don't want to buy one. So that's always really helpful. But, I mean, mainly they've just done a good job of making us feel, like, welcome and comfortable.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, good. Thanks for you guys coming in, and make sure that everyone goes and checks out the soccer games this year.
Oh yeah.
And we'll get some students in there. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Some support.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Yeah, and help them win some games. All right. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thank you.
No problem.
Right. Once again, make sure you go and subscribe to Cardinal Catch. This is Luke Wilhelm, your host, signing off, and we will catch you next time.